Hi, I'm Sally McKenna.
Sally, we've just arrived in Ballarat, getting prepared for this year's Great Victorian Bike Ride. You're a bit of a veteran of this event.
I've lost count, but I'm pretty sure I've done 10, maybe 11 rides now.
So what keeps you coming back?
Mostly the fact that I catch up with my brother annually, and we get to hang out for a week together, and it's a really good way to make connections with him again, right. Yeah.
Now, you're from Newcastle, though, so not from Victoria?
Yes, no, I've travelled down from Newcastle to the event.
Right. Hmm. So how did you first hear about it, then? Or what made you first want to come and be a part of the Great Vic?
Well, basically, my first ride was about 25 years ago, and once again, my brother had done the event, and he encouraged me to come along, and so as a much younger person I turned up with a very old bike and struggled to get to the end, but got a little bit hooked from there on.
And I believe you've now become something of an Uber cyclist in some way.
I have started to take my cycling a little bit more seriously, and competed at the National Masters Road Championships this year and managed to snag a gold medal.
Right. Well, congratulations. How does that happen? How do you just sort of suddenly switch over into that world?
Oh, I'm not quite sure, but it certainly becomes an addiction. There's no doubt about that. I suppose just cycling with people who are, you know, more skilled than myself, and starting to get a bit of tuition and get a bit faster and a bit better rider, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're racing.
Does somebody say, you know, oh, look, yeah, I think you should have a think about this, because you're quite good, or you're showing a bit of talent here? Or
That did happen to me as a, you know, very middle-aged woman. I was spotted at an event and had somebody ask if they could coach me, and I'm quite a good student. I can be a bit oppositional at times, right. But trained hard and actually got a lot better.
Right. Mm. So how serious is that whole scene then? Once you get into this, I don't know, how full on does it become?
Very. It's, I think, older people who potentially when they were younger perhaps could have made a career out of cycling, and in fact many of the people that I have ridden against or ride with have been professional or semi-professional cyclists in their younger years, and you hear rumours that there are some performance enhancing substances even in this older age sport, so people do take it very seriously.
What are the rewards though of being involved in this sort of stuff?
Oh, you know, winning, there's the reward.
The trophies, the medals, the kudos.
Yeah, absolutely. But from my point of view, like, not saying I don't like that stuff, but certainly the friendships and the people that I've met through cycling, it's terrific. Yeah. I found a really good group of people to hang out with.
Yeah. So this sort of an event then, this is obviously very different. How do you treat this event?
This is a fun week. This is a week of eating and probably having one or two or three glasses of wine and chatting and meeting people and enjoying the countryside. So, yeah, this is my downtime, I suppose.